Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All I got to do is do this.
Yep.
My responsibility here.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Just wanted to acknowledge each of you with a head nod there. The radio listeners couldn't and see it, but I think we did exceptionally well on that.
Good evening.
Good evening. Is there any, I'm gonna handbrake the show.
Already.
Do you guys.
I said two words, by the
way. Do all three of you want to go first, or does nobody want to go first? It feels like the Spider-Man meme every day when I hit the thing. It's like, who's going to go?
Well, I never, if someone wants to go first, I never want to stomp on it.
So you just sit there and wait to see if anybody's going to go.
Because Erin in particular, if she has a story that she wants first, she'll make sure.
She just bum rushes everybody.
And I feel like I never quite have the breaking news that Erica and Erin have. So I feel like mine just isn't.
Because you pick your story like 3-4 days in advance, even though this is supposed to be the cutting edge of
news.
Oh,
yeah, I've got next week's ready to
go. Yeah, okay.
And I pick my story as we're doing this. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I have two up. I always have 2 to 5 up, and then I decide as
you
we're
do?
Going.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about Olivia Dean. You know Olivia Dean, we're playing her, Man I Need.
Yes, someone at my dentist office said you need to get into, came to Alice in Winterland. They said, your next hit artist is Olivia Dean. I was unaware that we were playing her, and now you can't swing a dead cat without hearing this woman.
She's
so good.
I actually think we should talk to our bosses about just booking her for next year's Winterland.
Don't
already.
You? She's probably going to be impossible.
I was going to say, she's
coming
might,
to town in July. Yeah. She's touring.
Is she coming to Red Rocks?
No, she's doing Ball. I already looked at
tickets.
Already
she's already big enough.
Ball?
Yeah, so
she's that big.
Oh,
so
man.
She was talking recently about when actually her tour went on sale. She was looking at the things she was tagged in, and she found a single mom who was like, I connected so much with this album, but I can't afford a ticket. I can afford gas and a babysitter, but I can't get a ticket. And so I think Olivia gave her a ticket.
She did.
But then she spoke out about all the like ticket price gouging and like resale issues and all of that. And I can't remember exactly what she did, but I remember getting the email that was like, she is not allowing tickets to get above a certain price.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that too.
So resellers, she's somehow stopping, like the tickets can't be transferred a bunch?
I believe.
Yeah,
artists have tried this.
Face value exchange for the tour only. Come on, that's amazing.
I know, but how do you actually police it?
I don't know.
So StubHub's like, can't do it.
I think it's Ticketmaster is the only place you can exchange.
And it's like, if you try to exchange, if you try to transfer it for anything other than,
Because I saw the article or the headline about this, and a lot of the comments that I saw were like, oh, this has been an option all along?
Right.
Yeah.
Every other artist ever?
Could have done this?
Oh.
Also, just because a scammer gets a ticket and then sells it for a bunch of money, that money doesn't go to the artist anyway.
No, it doesn't. Of course not. It goes to the scammer.
Right. So it's like, so why aren't more people
just
saying, stop
having it.
Face value only.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's the beginning of a movement now that people know that's an option.
But that's the thing is it's not the artist, it's the scalper and the company.
Here's the
weird
thing.
She wants the right people to be at her show.
Because I've just started to get into her music and I don't watch videos, she's like Teddy Swims to me. Like when I first heard Teddy Swims, I'm like, and then I saw him, I'm like, no effing way, that's him. I could not, I have no idea what this woman looks like. I don't know if she's young or old. I don't know ethnicity. Really? I don't know anything about it. She's got old soul voice. She does not. So if she looks like Sabrina Carpenter, I'd be floored.
She does not.
No.
Okay.
Look like Sabrina.
No, all right, I'm going to go look her up.
Okay.
Good evening. A shocking expose Slacker has been living up to his name.
What are you doing?
And been slacking.
This story's about me?
Yes. This is about Slacker.
Do I have the N-word? I have it? Not that N-word.
Did you use it?
I don't know if I did.
I thought someone used it.
I don't know. I think that we really need to know what this is.
Touch Tunes has released their most played song on the platform.
For the love of God, are you really doing this?
And once again, Slacker has work to do because The Greatest Showman, as you like to put on at your friends' bars when you're not there.
If you own a bar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And you have Touch Tunes, and I've ever been there. If the clientele would hate The Greatest Showman, I want you to know that I play it. I go back to even bars that I don't know the owners of.
And in you'll fact, just be like, oh, I was there once. I'll just play it.
Yeah.
Can I have one more quick aside?
Okay.
Your loved ones, your aunts, your uncles, anyone has been a member of the armed services and visits the American Legion post in Longmont, Colorado, and you've seen fisticuffs over who the hell played that song. That's me. The American Legion, we had the end of my father's funeral up there, and it's just a bunch of grizzled old soldiers sitting there. And as I was walking out, I began a playlist of songs like Barbie Girl just to
lighten the mood.
Just to know, because every song played in there is like Foghat, AC/DC, whatever. And I'm like, they're going to look at each other and wonder who did this. So I did that. Just so you know, when Barbie Girl plays, that's me. That's
and
Slacker.
And you continue to go back.
You can do it from your house. I just like wake up sometimes and I'm
part,
like, American Legion, I play Barbie Girl, and at Papa's something, Papa's Public House, I play Greatest Showman a truck ton.
What is the top song?
For the second year in a row, surprisingly.
Can we guess?
Yeah, you want to guess? It was last year too.
Oh, so it's pop?
Two
it's
in a row.
I like, have to think like Teddy Swims Lose Control.
It's at a bar.
Yeah.
No, so it's going to be, I always gravitate towards like AC/DC. Like something like everybody wants to hear Highway to Hell or something.
I got it. So far, Erica's closer.
Okay.
She's not right, but she's closer.
It's a beer drinking song. It's got to be a beer drinking song.
Mm-hmm.
What's a beer drinking song?
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh,
for the second year in a row, Shaboozy, a bar song, Tipsy.
Shut up.
Wow.
The most played song.
It cost you like a dollar for a 2-minute song.
I know.
Yeah, but it's still a good song.
Okay. And he'll just, Friday nights, he's in his house for hours.
Just like, what?
Playing songs.
He is. He probably is.
Oh, you.
Oh, me. I never play that song. Sorry. Okay. That was good. That was a good story. Okay. I will start pumping up. I'm gonna play.
I want next year to be surprise it's gotta be number one.
Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman.
Yeah. Greatest Showman. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The premiere for the second volume of Stranger Things has been released. And someone thinks that they found a spoiler.
Or you mean the trailer?
Yes.
Okay, so you said premiere.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the second trailer for
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yes. And someone went to Target and they saw some of their what are those little guys called? The like pop.
Oh, Funko Pop.
Funko Pop. They found one of a character. And we think this character is not going to make it.
Wait, and because of the Funko Pop?
Because he matches another character who we know has passed.
Are you going to tell us?
I don't want to get angry text.
She said enough. She said
wow.
he.
Yeah. So yeah.
I feel like this happened before with Stranger Things, with like some sort of merch release or the board game gave it away.
No,
like,
one of the kids went on the hot wings. Yes. And was like, Noah, who plays Will,
he did
three massive spoilers.
Oh. Yeah, but when they were filming, they were like, you cannot, Noah, you're not getting the full script because we don't trust you.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
All right, so if you want to know the spoilers, go watch the trick, go to Target.
Maybe I'll post it and be like, hey, spoiler ahead. Okay. Potential spoiler.
Oh. This was the greatest news or nope.
It really was.
The greatest show.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.